This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the fun that you can have here this weekend. This isn't fireworks and this isn't the grill. It's the griddle is what it's going to be. We're going to talk about the Atlantic Rotary's Pancake Flight Breakfast coming up this Monday morning on the 4th of July. Ted Robinson is in with us this morning. He's helping to chair that event this year. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. How long has the flight breakfast been going on?
Well, the flight breakfast is going on for, many, many years. It started off with the, from what I can remember, started off with the Atlantic JCs, always had the event. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, the JCs no longer were a club in Atlantic. And so the Atlantic Rotary Club picked up the event to kind of keep the tradition going here.
Stepped right in.
Yes.
Very good. Do you get a pretty good crowd normally for this?
We do. Normally, we'll run anywhere from 800 to 900 people come through. So, yeah, we got a good crowd, and we've always been consistent, and we're looking forward to that again on Monday.
A lot of locals, a lot of fly-in pilots. Do you have a mix of each?
I know the last time we had it that we actually had a lot of pilots fly in because we had a lot of airplanes out there, but the majority of the people are Atlantic and Cass County residents, and then the nice thing is they have have a lot of their families come in from out of town, so we get to see some people that we haven't seen for a while.
Absolutely. Well, I know some folks have some fun looking at some of the planes that come in too.
Yep, especially the kids. So. Yeah.
Exactly. Very good. Well, it says pancake breakfast, so I'm only assuming it's pancakes and all the fixings.
That would be correct. So it's pancakes, sausage, we have coffee, juice, milk, water. It's all you can eat. So the pancake man, Jim Cooper, comes in, and it's been a tradition for him to come down every 4th of July. So he's fun to work with, and we enjoy having him here.
Very good. Well, of course, if you're going to have a flight breakfast, it needs to be at the airport by nature. And don't worry, I know there's some construction going on in the roads and bridges and stuff around that area, but it's good to get there, right?
Yes, it is. Yep, I think everything's fine. You just go out on 6th Street, and that road's all open, and we'll have a couple people out there to help park cars. For the most part, everybody kind of knows where to go. But if you need assistance, there'll be a couple gentlemen out there helping out a little bit. So
very good. Well, we talked about some of those that fly in. Do you get some folks that fly in from a distance?
I don't know what the furthest is, to be honest with you. I mean, that'd be a good question for Lori and Barry out there. But I assume a pretty decent distance they can fly in.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what you do when you go out there to have your pancakes and sausage, and you're having your breakfast with family and friends, and you see some of those guys fly in and come off the planes and come on in to eat. Have them come over, sit with you. You can start up a conversation. They like to talk about their
planes. That's right. That they do, and normally they'll bring 2, 3, 4 passengers with them, and they make an outing for it too. So,
well, some of these folks kind of make the trail. I mean, there are different pancake flight breakfasts and things that go on around area.
I think they do go around. I know Lori and Barry always ask us for our information early because they like to. And this year, I know they got out the information before Memorial Weekend. So, and they send it to all the local airports around the state. And so I think I'm sure we draw from those areas.
And we complain about having to drive across town.
Right.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad they come out and help to support and do some of these things. And, of course, you guys are supporting a lot of things by doing this because the money that's raised, the proceeds, kind of go into the pot to do some of the projects and things that you support during the year with the Rotary.
That they do. So these the proceeds will go into our general fund, and we just kind of add them to the money that we raise at our annual auction in November. And then we go out and support local projects in the community.
Like what? What kind of things have you supported here recently?
You know, some of the project that we've supported in the past, Jim, would be I know we supported the bike trails. We helped build the one bridge that connects the Schober Quarry kind of over here to the baseball diamonds. We helped with the big gazebo out at Schober Recreation Park. And I know there's a nice Rotary rock out there that that supports that. We've given money to the community schools. You know, we've helped with proms.
Kind of the goal always has been to spread it around as much as you can, so as many people get the benefit of
that,
it as possible.
That is correct. I know we did. We've done. We helped support the air conditioning at the food stand at the fairgrounds.
You're going to see
big
that.
Big project, small project.
Yeah, you're
right.
going to see that Rotary logo in a lot of different places.
Right, correct.
And that's why it's there, is because they've supported some of these different projects. And when I say they've supported, in a way you've supported, because you've come out and helped support them, and they turn that money back over.
Correct,
into
correct.
Local
yeah,
projects.
I mean, if it, we wouldn't, the Rotary Club wouldn't be able to support these projects without the help from everybody in the community. So it's basically just a... everybody supports us, and we turn around and try and give it back to the community. So
yeah, you bet. Yeah. Ted, how long have you been on the Rotary?
I have been a member for probably a little over 10 years now.
Okay.
So
why did you join?
A couple of reasons, to be honest with you. I just think, first of all, Rotary is a great service organization, and my dad spoke highly of it. My dad was a Rotary member for years. He was a past president in the mid-70s, I remember, and I always remember he had his Rotary plaque and Rotary banners were always in his office in our house, and it was an important organization to him, and so I wanted to join and kind of continue that support that he gave as well. So,
yeah, and you've had an opportunity to be involved in a lot of these things too, and
yes,
the projects.
Yes. Nope, it's a great club. It's we meet weekly on Tuesdays at noon. It's fun just to get together and visit a little bit. We always have nice programs, and they're always informative, and we always kind of learn something, during that meeting. So.
Absolutely. And do you get an opportunity then as well to bring in more people? Are you always looking for more members?
We're always looking for more members. We're not an exclusive club at all. Anybody can join. You can reach out to any Rotary member. We have a Rotary website. I think it's under Atlantic Iowa Rotary Club. You can look that up and get information on how to fill out an application. But we're always looking for members to join and be a part of our group and help with our service projects.
Very good. This you've got going on here in the summer. You mentioned the other event, the auction, that goes on later on in November. Are those kind of the two key projects that you do?
I would say those are the two key projects. The Rotary auction is always the Saturday before Thanksgiving in November, and we usually bring in anywhere from 150 to 200 people to that. It's been a great way for us to continue to raise money to support the community, and we get a lot of support that night from just area residents, area businesses that donate items, people that bid on the items. So that's our main moneymaker, I guess, so to speak. It's always been well received in the community.
So now might be a good time for folks to start thinking about some of those donations they can make.
There you go. And we're always, and we usually, to be honest with you, we probably within this July, August time frame, we'll start talking about it. Haley Kickland is the chair for that event. So Haley and other members of the Rotary Club will be reaching out to the community soon, and we'll kind of start that process up and get ready for the auction here in November.
Very good. Something to look forward to.
Yes.
Not too far down the road. No. We've seen how fast this first half of 2022 has disappeared. We'll get to November soon enough.
Time goes pretty fast now.
Let's enjoy the 4th of July weekend,
right?
We've got that 4th of July flight breakfast here in Atlantic. Again, you want to give them the details?
Yep. So the 4th of July breakfast for the Atlantic Rotary Club is supporting here is July 4th on Monday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. out at the Atlantic Airport. It'd be in the at the East Hangar, and it's $8 a plate, and Pancake Man will be there. And it's always a fun day. It's always well attended. Like I said before, it's fun to see people that are coming back to Atlantic for the weekend, and we catch up a little bit it just goes real well, and we appreciate the support that we've been given in the past.
$8 a plate. We're always griping about how expensive things have gotten. This doesn't seem very expensive.
I think it'll be all right. So you get plenty to eat for the $8.
You bet. Well, you can afford to bring out the whole family,
too. There you go.
It is, of course, a family event.
Absolutely.
Bring the kids. You bet. They love their pancake and sausages. All right. And we hope to be able to support some of those projects that the Rotarians are involved in during the year by supporting these things that they're able to hold at different locations and different times. So again, July 4th out at the Atlantic Airport. Hope you come on out. Start your day right before you get into that all that other stuff. And before we crane our necks looking up at all those fireworks, right?
That's right.
Very good. Got to get those bellies full. Ted, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Jim, thanks a lot for the opportunity. I appreciate it.